A right-wing political activist who's spread conspiracy theories and used hate speech has become a central figure in the hirings and firings of Trump administration staffers. Laura Loomer has successfully lobbied to remove aides from several key government roles, including the National Security Council. Despite her close alliance with the president, she's drawn some foes within the Republican Party, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Stephanie Tsai has more on her mission to shape the Trump administration in her vision.
The state of Minnesota is a Somali hole. I don't have any sympathy for self-hating liberal Jews. We need to be focused on America first, not black people first.
She regularly utters disgusting garbage. That's how Republican Senator Tom Tillis once described the self-styled journalist Laura Loomer.
All of the meritless DEI shenanigans talk the same way. It's very obnoxious.
But despite her detractors, the online influencer seems to wield real influence, and she knows it.
I got multiple people fired this week.
Observers say it's not a coincidence that more than a dozen high-ranking officials in the Trump administration have either lost their jobs or had their nominations revoked after Loomer questioned their loyalty to the president.
If, you know, you think he's all these terrible things that all of his detractors call him, why do you want to work for him? Aren't I doing you a favor?
She doesn't like things going on that she thinks are bad for the country. I like her.
The woman Trump calls a patriot got her start in media with Project Veritas. Known for using deceptive tactics, including undercover videotaping, often to make false or exaggerated claims about its targets.
How can I help you, Laura?
I just have some questions about...
To get to where she is today is... it's truly mind-boggling.
David Gilbert has covered Loomer's rise for Wired.
I don't think anyone would ever have guessed 10 years ago, starting out with kind of gotcha clips for Project Veritas, that she would end up being where she is today.
This is unacceptable. You cannot
get off the
stage. In 2017, she stormed the stage of a controversial Shakespeare performance in New York.
Security, please.
In the production, Julius Caesar, who's assassinated, bore President Trump's likeness.
That got her arrested, but it also, more importantly, got her on the radar of figures like Donald Trump and the wider MAGA movement.
Her ambush interviews put Trump's political opponents on the spot.
What happened to your 33,000 emails?
You're going to get prosecuted, Comey.
Rashida, are you willing to admit as a congresswoman that Hamas is a terrorist organization?
In 2018, after unleashing a tirade of Islamophobic tweets about then-Congresswoman-elect Ilhan Omar, she was banned from the platform for hateful conduct. Loomer handcuffed herself to Twitter's headquarters in protest. She was also banned from Lyft, Uber, Instagram, and several online banking platforms.
My life is ruined! Does anybody understand how ruined my life is? I'm sick of it! I don't want to see people.
What she really wanted to do was get the attention of Trump and his base by basically going one step further than anyone else in terms of making extreme claims, making up conspiracies and, you know, posting openly racist and Islamophobic content online simply in order to get clicks, likes and follows on social media.
A fighter is running for Congress. And her name is Laura Loomer.
Two runs for Congress followed, with $1 million in financial support from the likes of Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and Matt Gaetz, fellow bombastic personalities and conspiracists on the radical right. She refused to accept her 2022 primary loss.
I'm not conceding because I'm a winner.
Election denialism inspired by Donald Trump, who Loomer redoubled her support for in the wake of her electoral losses. During the 2024 campaign, Loomer posted, "If Kamala Harris wins, the White House will smell like curry." But now, on Elon Musk's rebranded X platform, the post was left live, although again tagged for potential hateful content.
A fantastic woman, a true patriot, Laura Loomer.
Trump mentioned her in fond terms on the stump, and she was spotted getting on his campaign plane last fall. But he's never given her a job. Still, she fights for him.
I'm starting to have some serious doubts about who is in control in the Oval Office because I have just seen so many instances of Donald Trump giving orders and then his orders not being respected by his own staff. And Donald,
after an Oval Office meeting with Loomer in April, the president fired six National Security Council officials.
She makes recommendations and labels at people. And sometimes I listen to those recommendations like I do with everybody. I listen to everybody and then I make a decision.
Even when the president doesn't give it, Loomer has taken credit for the firings or resignations of more than a dozen people, including his nominee for Surgeon General, the top lawyer at the National Security Agency, and the vaccine chief at the FDA, who was rehired last weekend.
I'm not working for President Trump. I'm not getting paid by President Trump. I'm not in the Trump White House. I wasn't even on the Trump campaign. And yet I feel like every single day it's a full-time job just to make sure the president is protected and that he's receiving the information that he needs to receive. And that
a full-time job. No one hired her or elected her to do. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.